Weird day, obviously. You've been through a few of these as a younger player, but for it to sort of be over now, loaded question, I realize, off the hop, Alex, but just tell me about today and the emotion that sort of comes with it.
Yeah, obviously, it's pretty sad, obviously, just knowing that your career is over in this league, and then obviously just getting kicked out in the playoffs, like, that obviously sucks. So, yeah, it's pretty sad, but I think we proved ourselves, and this organization did well in the playoffs, so I think that it'll be good in the future.
Tell me about what that means to you, going on the run that you did, leaving a place better than when you found it, all the things that sort of encompass being a 20-year-old, being a leader, being an older guy, seeing what the experience meant to you, but also seeing what this can do for a Mazden Leslie or a Ty Haliburda or a Colton Roberts in the years to come.
Yeah, for sure. I think coming here this season for my last year and just wanting to win and be a playoff team, and then being able to get there and having the regular season we did, that was like, wasn't what we wanted. Just cleaning the slate and then having the playoff run we did was super awesome. And yeah, if what I did here mentored those young guys, and that's what I did my job. So
who were some of the influential 20-year-olds for you when you think back over the course of your career, guys that you maybe snagged a little bit of this and a little bit of that from to be the 20-year-old that you were?
Right. Well, obviously a lot when I was in Lethbridge, like Ty Piefontaine, Coltrane Wilson, guys like that, especially on the back end, being able to, I guess, compare myself to them that way, just the way they play and the way they handle themselves. And yeah, I just tried to do my best when I came here.
The future, of course, there's the NHL contract that you're pursuing, and of course pro hockey aspirations. We've talked about that before. I don't expect you to, I mean, I'm sure there's a time to decompress and a time to sort of take everything in of the past 5 years, Alex, but sort of what are the goals moving forward? What does this summer sort of look like for you from a training standpoint in order to get yourself ready to play pro hockey next year?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take a little bit of time off the ice, just give my legs a rest, but I'm my main focus is to put on a lot of weight this summer, get stronger so I'm able to compete with those guys every night, and hopefully next year, wherever I am, it's pro hockey. That's all I really care about.
What do you want to say to the fans and the supporters of the Vancouver Giants, doubling down on the fact that this is home for you?
Yeah, right. I think, I mean, you guys were unreal all year. Coming here for my last year was just, like, awesome, and I can't thank you guys enough. You guys are the best fans in the league. So, yeah, just keep going. Make this organization proud for the years to come.
You don't get here without family. You don't get here without coaches. Even, you know, thinking back to some of your early years playing hockey, your friends, your family, your coaches, your supporters. I'm just going to open it up for you, Alex. Thank whoever you need to thank and mention whoever you need to mention.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess long 5 years. It's kind of a little emotional.
Take your time.
Yeah. Everybody, really. The staff in Lethbridge, Billets in Lethbridge, they were so welcoming. And, yeah, coming here, you guys were so welcoming as well. Just all open arms. And, yeah, to my family, I can't thank them enough. They're just the... they're the rock to everything, obviously, especially my mom. Yeah, I could talk about her all day. Yeah, just everybody. Dicker, Brent Kissio, especially Kiss. I mean, we had some battles throughout the years, but they obviously helped me become who I am today. And Dicker, probably one of the best coaches I've ever played for, really cares about his players, wants to win. So, yeah, just everybody, especially you too, Dano.